questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. I have a very special guest speaker for today's discussion, Shaykh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Shaykh, for today's discussion, we want to have a comparative study regarding some of the Western countries like Norway and Netherlands with some Islamic lands, because it is believed by some of the Easterners and some of the people who live in the Muslim lands in the eastern part of the world that there is no crime or something like that in Western world, because the law is powerful over there. But in Islamic lands, and also the number of prisoners are lower than the Muslim lands, in which the laws of God must be applied, and technically and automatically the number of crime and the number of prisoners must be lower. And why isn't it so? So what's your answer to his question?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are a couple of points that I believe we need to take into consideration. First of all, why we divide the countries of the world into Islamic countries and other countries. I mean, in many of these so-called other countries, a religion is practiced. So my question is that if, for example, imagine there is an African country and the majority of the people are Christian and the rate of crimes is also high in that country.
Okay.
So the question is that why no one is calling that country a Christian country in which the rate of the crime is high? Only when it comes to Islamic countries, this title is given, Islamic countries, to claim that the crimes which are committed in these countries are related to the religion which is practiced in these countries.
Yes.
And I think this is this is really problematic. So, we can claim that, at least in the majority of the countries of the world, the people, the population of that country, the majority of them follow one religion or another. You cannot find any, or hardly you can find any country in which no religion is practiced. I'm not talking about only Abrahamic religions. I'm talking about any religion. So Buddhism is followed in many countries. But why that country, when it comes to the rate of the crimes, they do not talk about the relation between that religion, I mean Buddhism, and the rate of the crimes? In Japan, in China, in India, in the States, in all these countries, the majority of the people, they are following, if not a religion, at least an ideology. They might be atheist. Now, the question is that why you do not consider the relation between that ideology and the rate of the crime?
Okay.
Only when it comes to Islamic countries, you call them Islamic countries, and you try to draw a relation between the religion which is practiced and the rate of the crime.
Yes.
I think this is not fair, at least. This is one point. And the next point is that what do we mean by Islamic countries?
Mm-hmm.
I think even the Muslims living in these countries, none of them has ever claimed that we are practicing the religion of Islam completely. Let's take, for example, the Islamic Republic of Iran or Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, and so on, in Indonesia, Malaysia, and so on and so forth. Although they are called Islamic countries for different reasons, and of course, for some countries like Iran, because of the fact that they have believed in the religion of Islam to be the main source for the laws and constitutions. But the point is that none of them has ever claimed that we are practicing Islam completely. And this is one of the reasons we are in need of the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance, because of the fact that only in that religion we will see the Islam completely and all the Islamic laws practice. So my point is that there might be some so-called non-Muslim countries which act upon some of the Islamic laws, and some Islamic countries in which the Islamic laws are not practiced. The famous statement of Sayyid Jamal Asadabadi is very famous, that he traveled to some Western countries and he is quoted as saying, "I saw there Islam and not Muslims, and in these so-called Islamic countries, I saw the Muslims but not Islam." So my point is that it's not the matter of Islamic countries, non-Islamic countries. It is the matter of practicing the Islamic laws. We might have an Islamic country in which the Islamic laws are not practiced, and a non-Muslim country in which many of the Islamic values are followed.
That's right. Now, and usually because the values that are respected by Islam are humanitarian, I mean, most of them, most than 90%, are social, for example, focusing on social justice, focusing on the rights of the women, focusing on, we can say, civil rights and this and that. So we can say that why, for example, the Muslim lands, some of the Muslim lands do not practice the laws, but in the Western worlds, they are practiced.
Yeah, of course, I don't want to claim that, I mean, the rate of the crime in the so-called Muslim countries is higher than the other countries. I will come to that. But my point is that we cannot find any country in the world in which all the Islamic laws are practiced. So one may argue that then why you have such a high rate of crime. Let me give our dear listeners an example, which is very, I mean, tangible nowadays. I think all the statistics agree that during the holy month of Ramadan in the Islamic countries, the rate of crime is reduced in a very considerable way. So what is the reason why this, reduction come from? The point is that in the holy month of Ramadan, the Muslims are more attached to Islamic and human values. They feel a kind of spirituality through fasting, through worshiping God, and so on and so forth. So during the holy month of Ramadan, we have more committed Muslims. We have more practicing Muslims. And it has a very direct effect in the rate of the sins and crimes committed by the people. So that's, I mean, I believe that has a very clear message that as long as you are practicing Islam, then the rate of crimes and sins would be decreased and reduced.
That's right.
And of course, when it comes to Shia countries like Iran, we have the same during the month of Muharram, for example.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. Then the other point is that the question talks about some statistics in Islamic countries and non-Islamic countries. And according to this question, the rate of crime is much more in Islamic countries compared to other countries. But a serious question is about the source of these statistics. I checked one of the authentic websites in this regard, which talk about the statistics regarding crimes in different countries, although through a Western understanding, because I will explain that the understanding of the word crime is also different from one country to another, from one ideology to another. But given that we pay attention, we refer to the statistics given by the Westerners. Now, in this list, the first country is Venezuela, which is not an Islamic country. And as you see here, people do not talk about the religion which is practiced in this country. No, they talk about this country. But when it comes to some Islamic country, they try to highlight the term Islamic country. Then the second one is New Guinea, Afghanistan, South Africa, Honduras, Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana, Syria, Somalia, Jamaica, Peru, Brazil, Nigeria. And the list goes on and on. For example, the 18th is Argentina. We have a European country like France.
Is it clear what kind of crimes are doing?
That's the point. Okay, I will come to that.
Okay.
France is in the 36th rate. And Islamic Republic of Iran is after the number of 50. So this is a Western source for giving the statistics for the year 2023. Regarding the rate of the crimes. So you see the number of the so-called Muslim countries in this list in the first 50 countries is much less than those of non-Muslim countries. So the point is that we shouldn't always, rely on some of the statistics given to us. No, yes. By referring to these authentic institutes, we come to this understanding that the statistics or otherwise. Now, the next point is, as you rightly mentioned, about the definition of crime. And this is very important point. So these usually Western institutions and organizations for giving, statistics of crime usually define the word crime as they understand. But the point is that there might be different from one country to another, from one ideology to another, from one religion to another. So, for example, in many of the Islamic countries, to practice some of the sins related to sexual desires is forbidden and is considered as a kind of crime. When it comes to homosexuality, for example, in yes. most of the Islamic countries, it is a sin. It is
forbidden, yes,
as a crime.
Okay,
but in most of the or in many of the non-Islamic countries, it's not a crime. So maybe that is why they consider the rate of crime in Islamic countries as high, because of the fact that some of the crimes that are regarded by Islamic countries as crime are not regarded as crimes by non-Islamic countries. So from their viewpoint, from their eyes, the number of the crimes are high in the Islamic countries. But from a Muslim perspective, this is not the case. This is the difference in the definition and in defining the word crime. The next point is that when we are told about the rate of crime in Islamic countries, many people remember and are reminded of the acts of violence committed by some of the extremist Muslims, especially the Wahhabis and the ISIS, for example. But the point is that, first of all, these acts are done by a very minority group among Muslims. I'm talking about Wahhabis and the followers of ISIS ideology. So the majority of the Muslims, they denounce these actions done by these people. And which means that the acts done by these people have nothing to do with the teachings of the religion of Islam.
That's right.
Second of all, in all these wars done by these Wahhabis, I think nowadays, at least the majority of the people have come to this understanding that the fire of this war is flamed by some of the superpowers. I think the statement of Hillary Clinton nowadays is very clear in that she confessed that ISIS was founded by some of the Western countries themselves. So it's not a matter of Islamic countries. It's a matter of some superpowers trying to bring problems for Islamic countries through some minorities. And the next point is that, okay, let's imagine that all these crimes done by these minorities are in the name of Islam. What about World War the First and the Second? In these wars, according to some statistics, about 60 million people were killed. Is it because of the religion of Islam? And what about in our time and also in the history of different countries? Look, for example, I mean, read about the history of China, for example. So the point is that when it comes to the religion of Islam and some acts of violence in our time, first of all, it has nothing to do with the religion of Islam. And second of all, many superpowers are beyond the scene and they are the main actors. And third of all, we have more violent wars in the history of humankind which have nothing to do with the religion of Islam or in some cases with any religion.
That's right. Thank you very much, Ekhermi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic.
And thank you very much to the listeners for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين